Howdy and welcome back. Reed Kerr here for readaboutit.com. Happy Friday to you. And I've been accused of being a bit of a Christmas curmudgeon. And my answer is, yeah, that's pretty much me. So today I'm actually going to go to great lengths and explain some things about Christmas time that I really do enjoy. Not just about Christmas, things this time of the year that are making me feel good. Some are Christmas related, some are not. Some are just things around my house that make me smile. How about that? So, I love Christmas time for the music you hear, especially rock and roll Christmas songs. When I hear the Eagles, "Please Come Home for Christmas," I know it's Christmas. That makes me feel good. And also, "Christmas Baby, Please Come Home." My favorite Christmas songs are all the sad ones, I suppose. And as I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, I really enjoy "Happy Christmas, War Is Over" by John Lennon, right up until the point where Yoko starts singing. And then after that, I'd say it's all downhill, but it's all, see what else is on. I also love that every TV show has to reference Christmas. You know, every show has a Christmas episode, and they all get rerun at this time of the year. And I don't, you know, I mentioned earlier about Christmas Vacation, and that's kind of a tradition. The Festivus episode of Seinfeld is another one. Man, I could really do with the airing of the grievances and the test of strengths myself, but it's always good to see the strange Christmas tie-ins for some of the shows that they have. Being a big kid myself, I love the toy catalogs. I still do. Man, I'm telling you, when I was a kid, you could take the Sears catalog, which Sears, for you people under the age of 30 listening to this, the Sears toy catalog was like a really slow version of the internet back then. But I could take that catalog and drop it, and it would open right to whatever page that I wanted it to. I'm telling you, I could open it to the Atari cartridges. I could open it to the Star Wars figures. I could do it. I was that good. I had the power. The force was strong within me. My DVR. I'm very happy for my DVR. For those of you who have TiVo, same thing. Because there is a writer's strike going on right now, and everybody is just about out of good episodes of everything. So the differences between the good shows and the shows that are not so good are becoming much, much wider. Here's something I did last night. All of the talk shows are in reruns. I flipped over and Conan was interviewing Jessica Biel for whatever that last movie she was. And instead of listening to the interview, I just actually watched her walk out and turn around and sit down in the chair. I watched that like 11 times. Best show I've seen all night. And that's through the magic of the DVR. I love the lights. The lights always make me feel good. I don't like the enormous garish light displays that are synchronized to some giant stereo off in the distance. And I don't like the drive-through light parks. To me, that's like, it's like fireworks. They were cool once. I don't need to see them again. I don't want to just stay in my car and watch lights. It just doesn't do much for me. I like individual lights. And I like people that, it looks like they actually went out and did something, on their home by themselves. That they didn't buy it in some kind of a light kit or, have like 20 undocumented workers stapling stuff to their house all day. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm just looking for a little show of lights. What else is going on? I've noticed this also, just as an aside, talking about cable and shows that are on. Is that horrible Into the Blue movie with Jessica Alba on all the time? I don't think I can remember a time in the last 6 months where it wasn't on one of the channels. It's gone past the point of comedy with me. I wonder if there's anything else on. Anyway, that's a couple of things that are amusing me at this time of the year. And as always, there ain't much to this show. It's just having a little fun. Have a great Christmas, everybody. My shopping is done. And early next week, I'm going to actually continue the first part of Christmas, get that over with. And then I'm just going to ignore the rest of it. So that'll do it here. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you're having a very merry holiday season for whichever Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Festivus, Winter Solstice, whatever you're into, whatever you'd like, happy Frank Zappa's birthday, whatever this time of year means to you. I hope you're having a good time. I hope you got your Christmas shopping done. And if not, I hope you stay the hell out of my way, because I will run you over at this point. And I've also noticed this. One more thing. People in giant vehicles with "Pray for Our Troops" bumper stickers are always driving at least 5 miles an hour under the speed limit. I think they're praying while they're driving. I think, there weren't a New Testament that's kind of spotty. There weren't a whole lot of vehicles in there. But I think that they would understand if you would wait until your vehicle stopped to pray. especially at Christmas time. That's all I'm saying. Where was I? Oh, yeah, saying goodbye. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back with more, and probably no blogs next week until the middle of the week, as I will be crotch deep in Yule. So until then, have a good one, and as always, Seacrest out.